We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
And we are glad you are on board today. Thanks, as always. We appreciate your participation. Appreciate you hanging out with us. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over there at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Don't forget, we have Wednesday Night Live coming back to the Wisconsin State Fair Park on the main stage at the Budweiser Pavilion. That is beginning at the end of May and beginning of June, and it will have music under the stars all summer long. Looking forward to it. All brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. Again, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, our buddy Bob Nightingale, Radio.com Sports MLB Insider, brought to you by our friends at Indeed. You can post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Bob, how you doing?
Yeah, doing great, Bill. Yourself?
I am doing extremely well. I'm going to be out in Arizona this coming weekend. I fly out late tomorrow, early Saturday, so I can't wait to get out there to the crappy weather that they've been having, for lack of a better term. So I guess the biggest question we have here is, do the Brewers, at least starting pitching-wise, have enough? Do you look at their rotation and think that they've got a true ace, or do they got a bunch of twos and threes or threes and fours, and that may be enough to get you by if you got a good pen?
Yeah, I think like last year, you know, a lot of twos and threes, and yeah, like you said, fours and fives in there. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, the pen was very good. I mean, you know, rely so much on Josh Hader, he's going to have to do that again. You know, the good news for the Brewers is, you know, except the Cincinnati Reds, nobody really stepped up. There's, you know, there wasn't one team outside the Reds that improved themselves in the NL Central.
Which, how good do you think the Reds are, I guess, is my question for you.
Well, I think they'll be competitive. You know, I think maybe, you know, by the end of the season, you might have, you know, four of the five teams, you know, outside the Pirates, you know, finish within five, six games of one another. You know, probably the Cardinals, maybe a slight team to beat. But, yeah, it's wide open. I think for the Reds, you know, they'd have to just pitch lights out, which they're capable of. But that's a dramatic improvement to go from where they were, you know, where they won 71, 72 games, mm-hmm. you know, to suddenly win a high 80s or 90. I'm not sure, you know, they can make that big a step.
So when you look at the rest of the National League Central, what I mean, the Cubs, we all know they have talent on paper, and this has been a team for the core group anyway that's been together since the World Series. But do you just get that big of a bump because you change managers?
No, not at all. You know, they're still talking about trading Chris Bryant. You know, that could happen. Yeah, you wonder. It's a thin team. They need to stay healthy, but it's still good. I think it's a silly for people to completely discount them. I think they'll be very competitive, but you know they're not. There's not that big fear factor that there used to be with that club.
I was going to ask you about St. Louis because St. Louis they've got a lot of aging vets. They're banking on a lot of these guys and their experience to give them one more, maybe two more years. I mean, Wainwright's the old guy of the bunch on the back end of that rotation. Where are the Cardinals sitting on all of this?
You know, they still have young talent. You know, they still have you know, guys like Jack Flaherty, who's a true ace. You know. Maybe even be a favorite to win the Cy Young. But, yeah, just a lot of guys. We'll see about Miles Mikolas. You know, now they got Martinez in rotation. So, you know, the thing about the Cardinals, they didn't burn anybody else. So I guarantee you by the end of the year, there's going to be one or two starters that come up that nobody ever talked about, you know, that are mainstays, you know, for that team.
We heard the owner of the Brewers say last year they operated in the red, and it raised a lot of eyebrows because you put $3 million through the turnstiles here in Milwaukee, and people are saying, well, what are you talking about? You know, do we then, I mean, is there a broader brush that we paint Major League Baseball with and say, if you're going to have a team that is successful, that is bringing people to the ballpark, and yet you still cannot make ends meet, and you got to cut payroll by $30 million, how big of a problem does Major League Baseball then have on its hands?
Well, the thing is, they're still making a killing, you know, when they sell the franchise. It's like, okay, maybe operating loss. You know, you heard at the GM meetings that they're going to cut payroll. You know, you can write anything on paper. And, yeah, I mean, they draw so well for the market size. It's unbelievable. You know, the big thing is the TV. The TV, you know, money isn't great for them. It is nationally, obviously, but not the local TV. So, you know, if they are losing money, I think it would just be slight. But the bottom line is, you know, every guy that buys a team, you know, you make it to you're going to make the killing once you sell that franchise. I forget what Mark Antanasio sold, you know, bought the team for, but I guarantee it's probably gone up 10 times in value.
$222 million, and if depending on which, you know, number you look at, we'll just say, you know, close to $1 billion, $900 million even. He's made $700 million. So yeah, I understand that he is going to make a lot of money when he sells it. I guess operating year to year may become a little bit difficult. But do you think ever that the Players Association will say, okay, for the good of the game and the competitive balance of the game, that we have to go to a salary cap and a salary floor?
I don't think so. And you know, that franchise probably, you know, on top of the Brewers, probably worth at least $1.5 billion, considering the Marlins went for 1-2. But the only reason I say that is because the luxury tax is working right now for the owners, you know, to a degree where it's, you know, really irritating the Players Association, because a lot of teams are using it as a hard cap. You know, look at the Boston Red Sox shed payroll, that sort of thing. You know, the Dodgers haven't been over the luxury tax in years. So, you know, so I don't think they need a, you know, the union would love to see a salary floor, but, you know, if they do that, then there's going to be a hard cap.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you need to have one, just because there's been such a great diversity of champions and everything else. I mean, when you have a team like the Brewers and the Rays and the Oakland A's, you know, in the playoffs so often, it's hard to argue it's not working.
So I want to get back to, you know, kind of the on-the-field stuff. We've got right here in our own backyard in Christian Yelich. Obviously, he's going to have a bunch of money coming his way. I mean, if he has another season like he's had the last two, he would then, in my guesstimation and looking statistically, he would have a better season back-to-back-to-back than what Bryce Harper has had and what Mike Trout has had. That does he then vault himself as the best player in baseball, Bob?
You know, I think no matter what he does and no matter what Trout does, I think it'd still be Trout. You still got Mookie Betts. Yeah, he's had a couple, you know, some fabulous years. You know, and the big thing is you know, just do it consistently. But certainly if he has another monster year, he definitely establishes himself as one of the top three or four players in baseball for sure.
Then when he becomes, because we're looking at 2022 going, okay, this guy possibly at that point in time, the Brewers may have to deal him away to get something. Are we looking at maybe your first $500 million man in baseball?
You know, I don't think so, just because the age will creep up onto him. So I don't see it. I think Mookie Betts has got a chance to be the first $400 million guy. You know, what he's done in the postseason, the MVP and everything else. You know, Trout got $360 million extension. He'll get over that. So I can't see Yelich getting 500. I think we'll take somebody else, you know, down the road. But yeah, just because of his age, you know, he's not a 22-year-old kid or a 24-year-old kid.
Talking with Bob Nightingale, our radio.com sports or Major League Baseball insider, brought to you by friends at Indeed.com. So give me somebody that may sneak up on us this year, somebody that made enough moves in the offseason. We mentioned Cincinnati in the Central. Is there another team, say, out west that could come and catch what the Dodgers did last year after they have had a 106-win season? Or is there somebody else that's in the National League that we think we got to really pay attention to?
You're not really. I mean, the Diamondbacks did improve themselves, but, you know, you're not going to beat out the Dodgers. I think the Dodgers have a chance to win, you know, 115 games. I think they're that good. Diamondbacks will be a serious contender for a wild card spot. The National League East kind of reminds you of the National League Central. So for the Marlins, all those teams will be bunched together. The Mets certainly have the pitching. The Mets could get on a run like the Nationals. Everybody knew if the Nationals made the playoffs, they got a chance to get to the World Series and win it because of that pitching. And I think the Mets have got a chance to be that. In the American League, I like the A's. I'm going to pick the Oakland A's to win the pennant. They've been knocking around Houston pretty good the last couple of years, and I think Houston will be – I think it's going to be such a mess for them on the road. I think Oakland and Tampa as well have very good chances to get to World Series.
I wanted to ask you about Oakland because Oakland, the first team in Major League Baseball not to have a terrestrial over-the-air broadcast of their radio rights. They took it to the Internet, so to speak. Is this, do you think, going to be a trend, or do you think this goes in the opposite direction and come next year they have to then figure something out? Because it just seems to be anything in Oakland right now just seems to be somewhat of a sinkhole, and they got a pretty good team.
Yeah, very good team, exciting team, good guys. No, I think it's a joke that they're not on radio. People want to listen to radio in the car, garage working or what have you. So, no, I think that there's somebody else out there. Maybe if they get up to a good start, Samuel will step forward and say, we got to get these guys. The radio rights aren't nearly like it was back in the day. It's all TV. But still, it's embarrassing for baseball, not for the A's to be on radio.
Yeah, and then before I let you go, coming back full circle to the Milwaukee Brewers. So this team has used, the openers and the out-getters, if you will, that terminology. Has the new rule, do you think the new rule, where you have to face a minimum of three batters, how much do you think that affects a guy like Craig Counsell and the way he manages the game?
I don't think it should be too much. You got to know when to use the lefties that situation. And I think there'll be a couple of embarrassing moments for baseball. When you bring in the guy, bases loaded, say two outs, and he walks the first guy in four pitches, walks the next guy in four pitches. It's almost like you're waving the white flag, having to leave him out there. So I think there'll be a few cases like that. But I think I don't think it'll be a big effect. I don't think it's going to save much time off games either. So, as a lot of managers say, you want two lefties in the bullpen or no lefty. If you only have one, you spend the whole game worrying about it, so you kind of drive yourself crazy.
Talking with Bob Nightingale from Radio.com, one more thing. You mentioned Chris Bryant. What about Arenado out in Colorado in that situation? Do you see him going anywhere?
Well, I do. He's unhappy, and if they get off to a bad start, they might as well unload him. It doesn't make sense to have a guy making $35 million, on a team going nowhere. So I would think St. Louis would be a front runner there, maybe the Dodgers as well. If he had just waited for free agency, he'd probably be a Dodger today. And, he says he can't help himself but second-guess signing. I would think if they're out of the race, you're going to see him moved.
Bob, great to talk to you. We'll chat again down the road, but thanks for joining us for a couple minutes. Okay, pal?
All right, look forward to it.
Thanks, buddy. Bob. Talk to you later. There you go. Bob Nightingale, Radio.com Sports MLB Insider, joining us for a couple of minutes. He is brought to you by Indeed. You can post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Post it today at Indeed.com/hire. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. He is also brought to you by our good friends at New Mail Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state. Beyond the borders, they have a location down in Chicago, down in Illinois, also Milwaukee, Green Bay. One number, 414-455-4451. Call the medical experts at Newmel Medical, 414-455-4451. They can help you out, whether it's low T, which giving you more energy, better mental clarity, better mood, better stamina. They can also help you out with the all-in-one weight loss program, or ED, which is the erectile dysfunction. They have a 98% success rate, and that is all but guaranteeing that they can help you. Why would you not call with that kind of success rate? Seriously. 414-455-4451. That is 414-455-4451. When we come back, Aaron Rodgers says to the collective bargaining agreement, nah, baby, nah. And one particular NFL player loses his damn mind over it. You're going to hear that coming up next in the Bill Michaels Show.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Man, this so crazy, man. I vote no. That our NFLPA, the dudes at the top, the leaders, man, that all bull. that. They ain't looking out for the best of the players. If y'all want my vote, the Pouncey Twins vote no. And if any player or any one of our teams, if y'all hurt for rent money or anything while we go through this lockout, call us. Man, we got way more money than what they had back in the days. We ain't got to worry about that. All the vets on each team, stand the fuck up. Stand up. Show these guys that we care about them. Man, I care about all you young players, and I love you guys to death. I ain't going to let y'all down. Trust and believe. They trying to sign a bull deal just so the sitting the president can go around and smile and say, I got something done. You ain't get done.
Marquise Pouncey has lost his damn mind. He rolls up in a luxury car, shirtless, chains, got the neck tattooed, the whole thing, and just was asked about the CBA, and that's what he had to say. He is saying, veterans, pull your wallets out for the young guys. We got you. We got you. If you can't pay for your food or make your rent, we're going to take care of it for you. We're going to stay together. Now, I don't know how long that's going to last, At least there's good intentions there, but he lost his damn mind. Aaron Rodgers, by the way, says, look, he's against it too. He's against the new collective bargaining agreement. Every player is against the 17th game. They don't want to play another game. Is there another way around this, in your opinion? 855-830-8648. Is there another way around this, in your opinion? Because that's what this argument is over. The players want more money. They want a bigger piece of the pie. They don't want to play the extra game. They want an extra week off and to spread out the season one more week. But they want an extra bye week. So they want an extra week off, but they don't want the extra game. And I'm not blaming them. Look, hey, if you're a player, you can get it. You can get a little time off to recover and recuperate. I mean, they take a beating. But they still want to cut down the preseason. So somewhere in between is what's going to happen. Now, and I've said this before, the haves and the have-nots in the NFL is vast. It is a vast, vast, chasm. You're either making 10, 15, 20 million bucks, 30 million bucks, or you're making 700, 800, 900,000. Okay? Well, if you're somebody making 700, 800,000, think about it this way. You're giving 6% right away to your agent. Then if you make 700,000, by the time you end up taking the taxes out, you're down to what? 400,000? 300,000? In addition to that, you're buying a home for $500,000 because you're paying your mortgage. Maybe you bought your mom a home. Maybe you bought a really cool car. And all of a sudden, you're looking at a season without football, without a paycheck, knowing that your career is not long to begin with. There's a whole lot more of the have-nots than there are the haves, which is why Marquise Pouncey's saying, hey, veterans, if we want to get this done, we got to open up our wallets to the guys that are going to have bills to pay. We got to help these guys. You know, we got to put millions in a pot and make sure that all these cats can pay their bills. Otherwise, they're going to start crossing the picket line if we end up getting to the point where we're at a stalemate and a work stoppage. So that's where Marquise Pouncey is saying, hey, we got to help these young guys out. Because if we rely on the young guys not to cross, they're going to cross. And then we're going to lose solidarity when it comes to the players and the Players Association against the owners. He also goes off a little bit on Damaris Smith, which I thought was rather funny, because he's basically saying, you get a deal done, you ain't done blank for us. If you do this deal, you didn't help us, and you didn't get us a lot more money. Basically, you gave away an extra game, and you got a percentage and a half of the total revenue, but by the time you divide it up, we're not getting a ton of that money. It's going to be so thin, we're still playing the extra game and getting our bodies beat up. So if you had to take a guess, if you had to take a guess as to where this is going to go, where would it be? 855-830-8648. By the way, we're broadcasting the Bill Michaels Show live from the Team Hochberg Studios. Visit my guy David and his team at 56david.com. It's 56david.com. I still get the feeling that here's the problem. And if you go by Marquise Pouncey's philosophy of, hey, the veterans are going to pull your money, we're going to take care of you young guys. Okay, that's great. What happens to a young guy that says, blew his money? He went out and bought a Rolls Royce and a house, and he bought his mom a house, and he's got his friends hanging around, and he says, oh, I'm out of money. I need money. If I'm a veteran player, am I giving that guy money? No. I'm not paying for him to drive around in a solid gold car. That ain't happening. or put another chain around his neck or whatever it is they want to do with their money for the frivolous lifestyle, if you will. So some guys, they look, they pocket their money and they save it, and they're good with it. Other guys, not so good. So how do you pick and choose which guy you will and will not give money to if you're a veteran? You know? So that's part of this thought, that these veterans, they're going to sit there and say, nope, we don't want to do this. We've been through the wars. We're veterans. We know what's best. And the young guys are going to go, that's great. You go somewhere like at Aaron Rodgers, sit on your $26 million a year home out in Malibu and overlook the ocean, and you make your, you know, 21 this year, 19 this year, and 39 next year. You're taken care of. Me, I'm into the league 2 years. I've made a total of, you know, 1.2. By the time you take the 6% out for the agent, you take out the, you know, 400, 500, 600, 800,000 I spent on my house. I bought my mom a home. I did this. I did that. I'm down to, I got to pay the mortgage, you know. And all of a sudden, you got those young guys crossing. That's going to be what ultimately brings the Players Association and the and Demora Smith to the bargaining table to say, we got to get a deal done. Because you're going to have guys that are voting not to have a work stoppage. So that's that'll be, to me, that is going to be, and that's what the owners are counting on. To me, that's what's going to be the breaking point for the union. Now, as a fan, here's my question. Do you want to see an expanded postseason and a 17th game? Are those things that you want to see? Let's go to Charlie listening to us in Milwaukee. Charlie, how you doing today, buddy? What's going on?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I got to tell you, I mean, the average career is so short that they should not at all complain about doing 17 games a year. Hell, they should do 18, 19, maybe 20. They're just going to get more revenue by doing it for the shorter career, because every year the colleges have a whole slew of new players ready to take their spots.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the strike's not going to work or anything like that. Their time is short. Take advantage of it while they can and make as much money as you can. I don't blame them at all, but if they're going to complain about what they're getting when they're making over $1 million a year, kind of hard to take, you know, and
yep,
being on a strike line for that.
Nope, I completely get it. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for giving us a buzz, Charlie. I agree. There's a whole lot to this, and more players. Russell Wilson said yesterday on Twitter he's going to vote no. He's going to turn it down. He's telling the same thing. You know, another high-profile guy that says we're not doing the 17th game. This doesn't benefit us. You saw J.J. Watt said no, don't want it. Got a lot of high-profile guys that have spoken out to say, no, we're not going to accept this. We'll talk a little bit more about this coming up tomorrow on the program. When we come back, we got to get into some buy or sell, right? We haven't done that in a while. We got some buy or sell to do. This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends over there at Dr. Levine, our good buddy Doc Paul Levine, L-E-V-I-N-E, LevineDental.com. That is LevineDental.com. Taking on new patients, taking families, taking cosmetic, taking emergency, whatever it happens to be. Go to Doc Levine and tell him we sent you. Also, our friends at the Water Doctors, the Connecticut Water Softening System, the best I have ever owned. Immediately when it's out of salt, you know, because you can feel it on your skin, but more so the taste of the water through the reverse osmosis, there isn't any taste. It is just cool, refreshing water. And you notice it in your ice maker. You notice it with your faucets and the shower heads, because you don't have the corrosion. You don't have the buildup. You don't have the calcification. It is fantastic. And to find out more about the Kinetico system, go to H2OdoctorsOdoctors.com. That's H2OdoctorsOdoctors.com. Buy or sell next to the Bill Michael Show.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
The program. We are enjoying the day so far. Don't forget, coming up tonight, the Milwaukee Basketball Hour. Oh, we got a good one. Ersan Ilyasova is going to be our guest tonight. Steve Novak, yours truly. We're going to be down at Good City Brewing 6 to 7 tonight on many of these same stations. And Milwaukee Buck Irsan Ilyasova is going to join us live and in person. And we're really, really, really looking forward to it. So come on down tonight. Be a face in the crowd again. Good City Brewing down there in the Deer District. Come on out and enjoy it this evening. Time now for some buy or sell. Let's do this.
In the world of sports, a lot of people say a lot of things. But does it pass the big unit test? Let's play buy or sell. Brought to you by Bryant & Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the Bill Michaels Show.
Time now for buy or sell in this segment of the program being brought to you by our friends at ABC Audio Video. ABC Audio Video, they get it all done. Chris and the gang over there, fantastic people. I've had them in my home numerous times. Go to abcaudiovideo.com. Radio Joe Zinzola, what you got?
Well, you were referring to that piece from The Ringer a little bit earlier, and I think Bucks fans should take a look at it because it is a great read about how good this defense is. And comparing it to some of the best defenses in NBA history, buy or sell, this Bucks defense is the best of all time.
They give you some incredible defenses. That Knicks defense in 92-93 is unbelievable, but you'd look at it's some of the things that they're doing. If you talk about field goal percentage by the opponents, Giannis is playing good defense. Brooke Lopez is playing good defense. Robin Lopez is playing good defense. I mean, they've got some of the top defenders statistically in history. I'm going to say top three. I don't know if they end up as statistically the best, but top three, and it's something that I was asked this the other day. How much of an effect did Jason Kidd have on this team? I think Jason Kidd went a long way in instilling a depth of fundamental basketball. But he beat on him so hard that the message got lost. But he instilled the fundamentals. What Budenholzer has done is says, let's go out and just let it fly and have fun. And then let's take some pride in the opposite end of the floor, and that's what this team has done. But I'm going to say top. I don't think they're going to end up being statistically the best, but I think they're going to end up top three, and it's something that you really do. I was watching Brooke Lopez the other night and watching guys penetrate, and he wasn't getting credit statistically for a block shot or a or cleaning the glass or something like that. It was guys that came into the middle and just couldn't get a shot off. So they had to stop and find an open man to kick it back out. I mean, there's something to be said for the denial of a shot to begin with. But I'm going to say top three in NBA history by the time it's all said and done.
Buy or sell.
No pun intended, Giannis is a slam dunk for his second straight MVP.
Yeah, he's going to win it. I mean, again, you hear me knocking, knock on wood, that no injury befalls him. But Giannis is just, he's developed an outside game. His free throw shooting has gotten better. You know, he just continues to get better. He's leading a team that has by far the best record in the league. Yes, Giannis is going to win the MVP. The only other guy that would knock him out of that contention would be, and he's always going to be in contention, but would be LeBron James, who's having a really solid year out in L.A. and elevating the Lakers. But I think by the time it's all said and done, you're going to have, I bet you the Bucks they win the East by 10 games, and that's unheard of, and they still end up with the best scoring margin. I see this team doing a lot of great things statistically, and it's led by Giannis. So, yes, Giannis is going to win the MVP. I think it's a slam dunk.
Buy or sell?
There are some notable Badgers who are at the NFL Combine, which include Jonathan Taylor, Quintez Cephas, Tyler Biadasz, and Zach Bond. Buy or sell? All of those Badgers that I just mentioned will be gone before the end of round two.
Is Biadasz, now he can't do anything right now, right? He's just there because he's still nicked up, right?
Right.
I read that correctly?
Mm-hmm.
Quintez Cephas, Biadasz. Yeah, I mean, the only thing that would keep Biotici out of the top two rounds would be as if somebody has a question about that injury. But right now, he's because he wants to be healthy and would rather do it for pro days and such and stay healthy through. I think he even said, if I'm not mistaken, if I read correctly, he wants to just be healthy for the OTAs and the rookie minis and all that kind of stuff. So he is just a month out of surgery. So that would be the only thing that keeps him out of the top two rounds. Otherwise, yeah, I think Jonathan Taylor, Quintus Cephas, I think Zach Bawn, I think they're all going to be top two round guys. I think three out of the four probably go in round two, on day two. But yeah, I think, yes, I'll buy that. I mean, Biotis would be the only guy that I think may not make it only because of the injury if there's a question. But no, I'm going to say, yeah, they're all first, second round guys.
Buy or sell.
He may not do it right now, but expect Mike McCarthy to take back the play calling at some point as a head coach.
Yeah, come on. That's what Mike likes to do. Mike will take the play calling back. Or I can't imagine things being terrible where they're struggling awfully, but if they start struggling with Dak Prescott right away, then maybe Mike takes it back over as well. But that's what Mike does. That's what Mike loves to do. Then again, Mike, creativity-wise, was criticized heavily before he took this job and after he had gotten fired out of Green Bay. So maybe he wants to let this team kind of marinate for at least a year and not take those play-calling duties. But I would assume at this point next year, Mike is the play caller for the Dallas Cowboys. So, yes, that's just what Mike wants to do. That's his deal, man. That's what he wants. That's what he wants to get paid for. So, yes, Mike McCarthy will take back the play calling.
Buy or sell.
The NFC North legitimately has three head coaches who are all on the hot seat in 2020.
Absolutely. I think the patience is growing thin for Zimmer. Matt Nagy, I think, at numerous points last year kind of stepped in it. Now, it depends on what Matt Nagy is being forced to do. If they are forcing him to keep Mitch Trubisky and to say, go develop Mitch Trubisky, well, then the worst thing that could have happened to Matt Nagy was to have the season that they did 2 years ago. And then last year was the reality check, so maybe if they have another reality check, then he ends up getting canned. But if it's Mitch Trubisky he's being forced to keep, and Mitch Trubisky's not the real deal, then maybe Matt Nagy gets himself a little extra time. Matt Patricia has got to have a better defense. And now if you've got a healthy Matthew Stafford, and Matthew Stafford's playing well and your defense is the problem, then Matt Patricia's gone. But you are 100% correct. You have three coaches in the NFC North that all have now ownership that is looking over the fence saying, you got to show me something. Because they gave Zimmer everything he wanted, and he has not been able to produce. So as good as he's been, the ultimate goal there was to get deep into the postseason and get themselves to another Super Bowl, and he has not been able to do that. And they went out and got rid of the quarterback and then brought in Kirk Cousins and spent the $90 million, very well documented. He's in the last year of his deal. They kept that defense together. Yes, I would think all three coaches right now are starting to look over their shoulder in the NFC North, no doubt about it.
That's it.
That's it. That is buy or sell. That's the way we do it. And we always appreciate you being a part of it and taking a listen to it as well. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Biofuels Association. They got a brand new website out called abetterfuel.org. That is abetterfuel.org. And if you have not gone there and checked out the facts, dispelled some of the myths, learned more about unleaded 88, E85, then I encourage you to do so. You can start saving yourself some money, but like ripples on the pond, you can do something good economically for the state of Wisconsin and the surrounding areas, for the corn growers, also for the biofuel plant workers. Get the facts, whether it's unleaded 88, E85, what kind of fuel your car can or cannot take. Check it out. Go to abetterfuel.org. That is abetterfuel.org. We are going to hear from some of the Badgers down there at the Combine. That is next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We are back. Glad you're here. Bill Michaels Show, being brought to you by our good friends at Robert Hack Diamonds. Couple of locations. Greenfield on the corner of 76th and Layton, Milwaukee and Port Washington and Green Tree Roads. Go to roberthackdiamonds.com. That's where they pay the most cash for your gold. Also, a friend of mine stopped over to the Social House. Never been there before. On West Lisbon Road in Menominee Falls. They said, it's amazing. Great atmosphere. A lot of fun. Cozy place. But they said the food was awesome. Did not get the cheese curd burger, but did get a couple other burgers and a couple of wraps. They said it was great. It was everything that I had built it to be. So stop out. Check out Social House, H-A-U-S. Find them on Facebook. Find them on the website as well, Social House, H-A-U-S, West Lisbon Road in Menominee Falls. And then tailgating season is getting close. Time to stop out and get your Usinger sausage, whether it's the brats, the Polish, the chorizos, whatever it is you happen to need, they've got it. Go to Usinger, Usinger.com, Usinger.com, and they are ready for tailgate season. Are you? That's from our friends at Usinger. Quintez Cephas and some of the Wisconsin Badgers down there at the Combine. He talks about why he left college a year early.
I feel like I'm ready for the NFL. I have all the talents that it takes to be a great NFL receiver, and I'm just ready to move on to that next level and, you know, grind and make my craft the best I can and go make an organization great.
And Cephas also says, look, with all the legal stuff, what did he do during that year away from football?
I was able to go and train at Exos for about 3 months, and I was in the best shape of my life going into the season, you know, not knowing what was going to happen, but, you know, God worked everything out and just, you know, got me back to the season, and I was able to go and have a great year and be here today.
He wants to, you know, kind of really kind of prove himself. He said this is what he wants to do at the Combine.
You know, a lot of teams are interested to see me run, and I want to go out there and put up some good numbers, show them how explosive I am, how high I jump, you know, how strong I am, and that I can run and catch the ball and, you know, do all the things that it takes to be a great NFL receiver.
He kind of wants to put his wares on. I mean, that's what you're there to do. I mean, when it comes to wide receivers, running backs, and things like that, that's where you start to put the statistics together to show and confirm what it is you've already done on film. His response to the people that are questioning his speed?
That's the exciting part about it. You know, they know I can play football, and they're excited to see me run. And I'm going to get an opportunity to show them how fast I can run on Thursday.
He can't wait. Can't wait as he gets ready to kind of track it all down. He's ready to run block in the NFL as well.
Being a tough player in the run game and being a complete receiver was something that I wanted to do. Being at Wisconsin, it was the reason I made my decision to go to Wisconsin, because I knew it would challenge me to be a complete receiver, to be a run blocker and catch balls and help change Wisconsin's offense to give them down the field threats.
And one of the big things that he'd noted, and we talked about this during the Lodge Kohler kickoff, when we would have guys, you know, wide receivers and such, when we had Geronimo Allison and company on, that their teammates, specifically linemen, man, they love to see it when wide receivers get downfield and they do some run blocking.
The O-line loves when they see receivers doing things like that, blocking and, you know, fighting hard when the ball is not in their hands, you know, and that's how you really gain respect at that level, and that's something that I really enjoyed.
He likes getting downfield, likes getting it out, and he said, look, I owe everything to Ted Gilmore.
I want to thank Coach Gilmore because, you know, all the teams have been said I've been coached well, and they can tell that I've been coached well, and that's all credit to Coach Gilmore for that.
He, by the way, Coach Gilmore headed off to Michigan State, so he's on the road now. What would it mean, by the way, to get drafted, if indeed, with the Packers looking here in his own backyard, what would it mean to get drafted by the Packers?
It would be amazing. You know, I know how to play in the cold weather. I know how to catch balls in the cold weather, and it would be amazing being up in Green Bay.
So there you go. He knows how to get it done in the cold weather, the snow, and who knows, maybe he becomes the man after it's all said and done. If that 40 time is a 4.4. A high 4.4, a low 4.4, a 4.3, he's good to go. Otherwise, you're going to have teams going to go, 4.5, I don't know if we want to go in that direction. But nevertheless, Cephas is a guy that can go up. He's an apex guy. That's where you make your money. He's a guy that can track a ball down. He's a guy that can go up and get it. But in the NFL, everybody can do that, so you need to do something different. And if you don't have burner speed, it does hinder you, because 4.3 guys with adequate catching ability, they tend to go before guys with 4.5 speed who have really good catching ability, because they feel in the NFL you're just not fast enough to get around some of the defensive backs in the league. So anyway, coming up in the next hour, we are going to talk with Mike Renner. Mike Renner, he's the lead draft analyst for Pro Football Focus. He's going to be talking to us about some of the numbers and what they mean when you talk about the combine. By the way, Colin Cowherd, living in fantasy land. We'll get into that discussion coming up here a little bit later on in the program as well. And also Craig Kishon, studio host of Fox Sports Wisconsin, talking a little Bucks basketball. We'll touch a little bit on Brewers baseball as well, but talking a little Bucks basketball also. 855-830-8648. This one is from Jacob. Jacob writes in Wendy's email inbox, I think some of the Badgers are going to go in the first and second round. You may have Zach Bond. You may have their center go later because a little bit slower, not as prolific. How is Zach Bond not prolific? Where would you say Zach Bond would go, Joe? Do you think he's a third-round guy? I think he's a top two.
Honestly, I'm not sure.
I think he's a top two guy just from what he did, because what they asked him to do, he played sideline to sideline. He was shooting the gaps. He was playing on the outside and the inside. I would assume with his versatility, he would be probably a second-round guy. I don't think he's a projected first-round guy. Maybe third round. But I don't think he's going any lower than that. I wouldn't expect him to. Just my thoughts, but I wouldn't expect him to. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. But I wouldn't think he would go lower than that. I don't think that's going to happen. By the way, when you look at Bjotic, like I said, the injury would be the only thing that maybe keeps him lower in the draft coming off of surgery. But I don't think that's going to cause him to fall dramatically either. But, Taylor and Cephas, those guys, I think they're top two-round guys. I just think that's going to happen. We'll see. I mean, we got a little time. End of April is when we all get it going, and we're going to have our draft show again this year. Myself, Gary Ellerson, the whole crew, all back again this season. Looking forward to it. Coming up the next hour, Mike Renner, lead draft analyst for Pro Football Focus. He's going to be joining us. Colin Cowherd's losing his damn mind. You're going to hear from Craig Kishon. All that still coming up on the Bill Michaels Show right after this.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.